As tension builds toward Election Day, law enforcement officials are preparing for the prospect that this year's long, hot summer of unrest won't end on November 3rd, regardless of who wins the presidency. In-depth analysis from Bill Johnston, attorney and former federal prosecutor based in Texas. Bill, how do you see it?
Seems like it's a logical end of a very polarized time. And by that, I mean we've had such tug and pull on both sides of everything for years and now months, and it's just coming to a bit of a crescendo. So I guess we should expect it, but hopefully it's more talk than action. But I know law enforcement is trying to get prepared no matter what.
Yeah. All right. So what would you be speaking to local law enforcement officials about if you were on the, you know, federal prosecutor side, for example?
Well, I think you sure don't want any voter intimidation on either side as you get close to finishing up the voting. So that's an issue just in terms of people congregating in some, you know, strange way near polling places or frightening people near polling places, that sort of thing. Or there's the cyber part of that, which is more difficult to track down.
Yeah.
And then really waiting on the results of the election, just as if any other civil disruption might be anticipated. You know, much like leading up to one of the riots that had taken place or the protests that went over the top, in terms of organizing themselves with what to protect, how to prioritize it. So I think they'd look at it much like that, almost anticipating disruption like they've had over the last several months.
Yeah. All right. So which would mean what? I mean, how would authorities prepare for something like that? I mean, you're standing out there with, riot gear on outside a polling place or something?
No. I mean, the proper place is really just to be prepared and hope that nothing happens, which is the typical game of law enforcement. But to be more thoughtful about what if there was something very organized that turned violent. And, again, this could be from either side of the... I don't see it so much as a spectrum, more of as a circle. So you know, whether it's the far down left side of the circle or the right side of the circle, they meet in violence sometimes at the very bottom. And to me, law enforcement would just be thinking about looking for something that looks organized as opposed to, standing out there waiting for something. You sure don't want to have an intimidating effect themselves or worry people.
We're speaking with Bill Johnston, attorney and former federal prosecutor in Texas, also co-host of a podcast called Justice Facts. We're talking about law enforcement's role before, during, and after Election Day. Gun sales have been on the rise lately. Is that a concern for law enforcement?
It's hard to say. I mean, I guess it could be, but this has happened frequently going back, that I'm aware of, 20-something years, maybe 30-something years, when a group of people... or let's just call them consumers even, think that something may be in short supply, whether it was toilet paper 7 months ago or firearms, if the Second Amendment, the rulings and the law regarding the Second Amendment are changed, or people just think they might be. They tend to make a run, and I think that's what's happening. And so it doesn't necessarily mean that, you know, those people have bad intentions getting firearms. A lot of people just get it because they think they're not going to be available later.
Yeah.
So hopefully that's not a, you know, concern, hopefully.
Also, these plots we've seen lately, alleged plots to kidnap like the governor of Michigan or the governor of Ohio, are these things that are always out there? Or is this kind of brand new to 2020? How do you help us out with that?
There have been plots. Now, and particularly now, we're talking something akin to militia movements. Those have existed off and on for a long time, but particularly since after the Branch Davidian case, in that time frame, you had a surge of that in some states more than others, but it tends to, the wave gets highest before some big event like this or just after some big event like the election.
Thanks, Bill. Bill Johnston, attorney and former federal prosecutor based in Texas.